This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
And this is Frida and Audrey, and you are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes. On the show today, we are asking you if you have taken an online learning course or an online degree this year. And if so, why and what did you learn? If not, why not? Tell us what the experience has been like for you. 018-789-8899 to reach us on WhatsApp. You can also chime in on Twitter and on Instagram at BFM Radio is our handle. We'll come back to the messages that we've already received as well as the results of our poll that's happening on Instagram. But for now, we have a story about cultured meat. Now, the first lab-grown or cultured meat product has been given the green light to be sold for human consumption. And guess which is the first country to do this? It's none other than our beloved neighbours, Singapore.
Right. So in the LAMA approval, regulators in Singapore granted Just, a San Francisco-based startup, the right to sell cultured chicken in the form of chicken nuggets to the public. Just had been working with the regulators for the past 2 years and was formally granted approval late last month.
Yes. So Singapore's regulatory body assembled a panel of 7 experts in, among other things, food toxicology, bioinformatics, nutrition, epidemiology, public health policy, food science, and food technology. I basically named all 7 to evaluate each stage of Just's manufacturing process and to make sure that the chicken is safe to eat. And they didn't just look at the final product, they looked at all the steps that led to that final product, the chicken nuggets.
Right. And as yet unnamed restaurant in Singapore will soon be the first to have Just cultured chicken on the menu, but Just says it plans to expand after that. They plan to go from a single restaurant to 5 to 10 and then eventually into retail. And then after that, outside Singapore.
So I know maybe some of you out there are thinking like, why bother with all the hassle and, you know, let's just do normal chicken, right? Mm-hmm. So, but we also know how meat production spews tons of greenhouse gases and uses up way too much land and water. But how is cultured meat produced? Well, most cultured meat are actually made in the same way. Cells are taken from an animal, often via a biopsy, or from an established animal cell line. Mm-hmm. And these cells are then fed a nutrient broth and placed in a bioreactor where they multiply until there is enough to harvest for use in meatballs or, in this case, nuggets. Now, a slew of startups have been founded using variations of this approach in the belief that cultured meat will appeal to flexitarians. Flexitarians, of course, are people who want to reduce the amount of meat that they eat for ethical or environmental reasons, but they don't want to give it up entirely. I just realized today that I'm a flexitarian.
All right. So we've got labels now, have we? All right. So So the budding industry has progressed a long way since a 330,000 burger was famously cooked on TV in 2013, driven by the idea that if it's done right, meat could be produced with far lower greenhouse gas emissions and zero animal suffering. But cost is still a hurdle. The high price of the growth factors required to develop the cells mean the price tags of pure cultured meat products are still measured in hundreds of dollars per pound, far too expensive to compete with regular meat.
Yes. And so just first chicken products, like we mentioned earlier, will be something they call chicken bites that use cultured chicken cells mixed with plant protein, although just wouldn't say what the proportion is, you know, how much chicken and how much of that plant protein.
Right. So just as chicken nuggets already blended, this one won't be any different. The bites will, however, be labeled as cultured chicken on the restaurant's menu.
Yes. So Singapore's decision could kickstart the first wave of regulatory approvals around the world. People in the meat alternative industry hope that the US, China and the EU will pick up the gauntlet that Singapore just threw down because they believe nothing is more important for the climate than a shift away from industrial animal agriculture.
So while Just has beaten them to the punch, many big firms are already working with regulators to get their own products to market. A Memphis Meats, which counts Bill Gates, Richard Branson and traditional meat manufacturer Tyson Foods among its many investors, has teamed up with a number of other firms, including Just and cultured seafood makers Blue Nalu and Finless Foods, to form a lobbying group that's working with US regulators to get their products approved.
Yes, cultured seafood is on the horizon, I guess. And you know, every country has different regulations and requirements in this space, you know, when it comes to food regulation and things like that. But Singapore and Israel are apparently the most active, and they've actively made themselves welcoming to startups products in the plant and cultured meat segment. So, you know, we'll just have to wait and see. So, you know, if you want to be among the first in the world to try these cultured chicken nuggets, you can make your way down to Singapore when Just sets up in that. You know, right now, like you mentioned earlier, it's yet to be named, this restaurant, but that will be the first in the world to have cultured chicken on the menu.
Right. Okay. So here we're just talking, would you try? I guess I'll try one time, right? I just feel that it is genetically modified. I just feel that things are genetically modified and it's against nature. That's my belief, right? So if I want to do this, then just have, you know, I rather have less meat, nah, you know, and have more vegetables, but have the real thing as nature intended.
Yeah, so like I've tried the Beyond Meat stuff, right?
And I did.
Yeah, and you know, for me, it's always like I'll try it once, and if it's as good as the real thing, then of course I'm gonna try and do the more, make the more ethical option here. And I love the stuff from Beyond Meat, and I went back and actually had some more. So you know, I'm looking forward to this, and this is something that I definitely would try. So also, you know, I just realized today I'm a flexitarian. What a cool name, flexitarian. We're asking you on the show today: have you taken an online learning course or an online degree in 2020? If so, why? And what did you learn? And if not, why not? Now, just to wrap up the poll, it's still pretty much unchanged. 55% say yes, they took an online course this year. 45% say no. And some of the responses, quite interesting. I'm just trying to pull that up. And yes, so yeah, come on, come to me, technology. All right. So we have Akmal who just says already finished. Renee says distance learning degree in English studies. Zeelin says tried to switch a new job and couldn't, so might as well spend some time learning something new. Minimalist Lookbook says yoga teacher's training. Interesting, right?
Yeah.
And Prem says work from home saves the time spent on the road, on average 2 hours. So I took a design thinking course from INSEAD.
Okay.
Good on you, Prem. Of course, our top story today was about how if this pandemic has legitimized online degrees, and will they become more legitimate in the future? Followed by that story about how companies are giving employees Zoom-free days. And finally,
a story about cultured meat.
Yes, for the first time in Singapore. If you missed on any part of this show, you can find the podcast on our website, bfm.my, and it'll be up within the hour. You can also catch up on all the Enterprise Biz Bytes podcasts on the BFM app, on iTunes, and on Spotify. Frida and I will be back again tomorrow for the Fun Friday edition of Enterprise Biz Bytes. But right, coming up right after the 1 p.m. news bulletin is the Breakfast Grill replay. And this morning, they spoke to behavioral scientist from Princeton University, Elda Sharif. So stay tuned for that. We'll be back again same time tomorrow for more Enterprise Biz Bytes. Till then, here's the Kooks with So Good Looking. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.